Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com. Today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's. It's just Mark with you for a little bit today, but later on, we're going to welcome Sarah, Pam, and special guest Rachel Ferrante from Main Mill back into the studio for Tasting Tales as we sample some Vibe Twisted Sips. But before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Friday, July 11th. Fatal overdoses in Maine have fallen by more than 20% since the first of the year. The Mills administration enacted a plan to address the issue 3 years ago after more than 700 Mainers died of drug overdoses. The state attributes the decline to the expansion of Maine Care, an increase in recovery community centers, and a boost in naloxone distribution. The city of Lewiston announced the promotion of Ashley Fauché to deputy assessor. Ashley has spent the last 5 years earning her certified Maine assessor designation and becoming a trusted leader on the assessing team. According to the city, she brings sharp insight, steady leadership, and a team-first approach. Norway Savings Bank donated $3,000 to the Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project. The organization helps Maine immigrants improve their legal status. It also fights for just and humane laws and policies affecting immigrants and has stood as a beacon of hope for those seeking assistance and light. And Trinity Jubilee Center Executive Director Erin Reed was recently honored by the Lewiston Auburn Rotary Club with the Paul Harris Fellow Award. The award recognizes substantial and exemplary community service and is the highest honor the Rotary can bestow on an individual. Reed began volunteering at Trinity in 2004 as a dishwasher in the soup kitchen. She is now overseeing the construction of a new 10,000 square foot building that will improve and expand the many services provided. Let's take a look at the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
And it's the weekend. Let's hear from Alex, too.
Weather, weather, weather. Weather, 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 weather. Weather, weather is the best. Is the best. Weather, weather, weather.
It's going to be cloudy today with a high of 80 and a low of 61. Early morning showers give way to cloudy skies tomorrow with a high of 75 and a low of 63. And cloudy on Sunday with patches of sunshine and highs in the mid-70s. In sports, Seydon Rafaela hit a go-ahead two-run single in the bottom of the seventh, and the Red Sox would hold on for a 4-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. The Sox have won seven straight and will play Tampa again tonight at 7 at Fenway Park. Cooper Flagg posted 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists in his NBA Summer League debut. His Dallas Mavericks beat the LA Lakers 87-85 in what Flagg described as one of the worst games of his life. He was 5-for-21 from the floor, but did make the impact play of the game, blocking DJ Stewart's driving layup attempt with a minute and 10 remaining. That's your news, weather, and sports. Now it's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for July the 11th, shall we?
Sure, Mark. Let's do it.
We're going to start off with guitarist Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi, who is 66 years old today. He performed with Bon Jovi from 1983 to 2013 and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Bon Jovi in 2018. Mindy Sterling is 72 years old today. I think she's best known for playing Frau Farbissina in the Austin Powers movies. She's the one that's always screaming and yelling, you know, Scott! That one? Yeah, that's her. And she was also in Drop Dead Gorgeous, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and the Nickelodeon series iCarly. And she's done voice work for Monsters University, Despicable Me 3, and The Grinch. And rounding out FPBs for July the 11th is actor Bruce McGill, who played D-Day on Animal House. What an awesome movie that was, right? Could never be made today, but a great movie back in the day. He also played Sheriff Dean Farley in My Cousin Vinny. Those are your FPBs. Now let's take a look at some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
11 years ago on this day in 2014, Tommy Ramone died at the age of 65. He was the last surviving member of the original Ramones. 12 years ago on this day in 2013, Orange is the New Black premiered on Netflix and it ran for 7 seasons. Also 12 years ago in 2013, the first Sharknado movie was released. It somehow launched 5 sequels and resurrected the career of one Tara Reid. 38 years ago on this day in 1987, Bo Jackson of the Kansas City Royals became a 2-sport star by signing with the Los Angeles Raiders. He was an all-star in both sports and, in my opinion, perhaps the greatest athlete in history. Nike started the Bo Knows campaign around him and sold a bunch of cross-trainer shoes. 40 years ago on this day in 1985, Coca-Cola said it would keep selling the awful new Coke, but would also resume selling the classic Coke. It was such a big deal that TV networks interrupted afternoon soap operas to break the news. Man, the 80s were a great time to be alive, weren't they? 46 years ago, in 1979, the NASA space station Skylab crashed to Earth. The debris was scattered across the Indian Ocean and parts of Western Australia. 56 years ago, on this day in 1969, David Bowie released his classic Space Oddity just 9 days before the, air quotes, moon landing. And finally, 221 years ago on this day in 1804, Alexander Hamilton engaged in a pistol duel with Vice President Aaron Burr to settle political and personal conflicts. It was a fight to the death, and Hamilton lost. But he still lives on the $10 bill and a Broadway play. Burr finished out his term as Thomas Jefferson's vice president, but his political career died with Hamilton. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for July the 11th.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now, through the magic of editing, we'll bring Sarah, Pam, and special guest Rachel Ferrante from Maine Mill back into the studio for Tasting Tales, presented by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption.
What do we got here, Mark?
So we are back in the studio, Lydia's Lunch Bunch, Tasting Tales.
What?
Brought to us by our friends at Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, and we have convinced Rachel Ferrante to stay with us and sample some vibes.
She took a lot of arm twisting.
Yeah, she did not want to do it.
We had to go get her in the parking lot, drag her back here, chase her down. It was a whole thing.
Lock the door.
And what's great about this is Rachel actually selected our beverage for this morning because we have a new supply.
Yes.
And Rachel selected Vibe Fruit Punch, which is what she and I will be drinking.
Yep.
And Pam and Sarah have Vibe Watermelon Limeade.
Ours is watermelon-y.
Very watermelon color.
Yeah.
Yours is very fruit punch color.
As it should be.
It
smells like watermelons, too.
So the packaging on these is interesting. And Rachel, you summed it up perfectly.
The packaging looks very party ready.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Yeah. You're going to take that on a boat or something.
It's totally sealable.
Yeah.
throw it in your bag.
It looks like the box that the coconut water is in,
mm-hmm.
but it does the exact opposite of coconut water.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah. Very dehydrating.
Yeah. In all of the best ways.
When
I first saw them, I thought it was like an adult juice box.
Yeah.
It just kind of looks like.
Smells like an adult juice box.
Yeah.
The watermelon smell is delightful.
Are we ready to try this?
Should we describe them first?
Yeah.
And see if we agree? So the fruit punch is bursting with sweet pineapple, orange, and lemon flavor. Bursting with flavor, our fruit punch, and this is from Vibe, comes in a convenient 500 milliliter Tetra Pak. Perfect for vibing while on the go.
Vibing.
Mm.
Each package has 3 5.6-ounce beverages that taste best when served chilled. The Tetra Pak keeps your drink fresh-tasting, flavorful, and has 60% less carbon footprint than the same size in a glass.
I love it.
There you go.
You're very thoughtful.
ABV on these bad boys is 12%.
What?
Not too shabby for 8:15 in the morning.
Here we go.
All right. 12%
Cheers.
Legit.
Chill it. Put it on ice.
So
throw it in your cooler.
Wait, you guys got to describe your drink.
Oh,
I couldn't find the long description like yours.
We have watermelon limeade, which is a refreshingly cool watermelon flavor with a lime zingy for a sweet and sassy combo.
All right.
How about that?
Sweet and sassy.
Sweet and sassy.
Just like Sarah and I.
Oh, that's so true. Cheers.
Rachel, cheers.
Cheers.
All right.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, everyone.
Right over the mixing board. That would be great.
Is it sweet and sassy?
Yes.
Ours is very fruit punchy.
It's very sweet.
It goes down smooth. I think there's
sassy.
Nothing harsh about this at all.
It's because it's sweet.
That's true. Pam was in the biz, so she knows.
Yeah.
She knows how to describe
it. I did lots of morning wine tastings.
That's how this segment came to be. Pam's like, I miss my old job.
Rupers, help us out. It is not how that came about. Yeah, I like our Tasting Tales segment. It's fun.
Totes. Totes, my goats.
I gotta get a paper towel.
It must be sticky.
This is definitely a boat beverage.
Yes, I would mix this with some soda water or this would be a good kind of
like
wine
little
spritzer.
Mm.
Concoction.
Yeah, it has a little bit of that wine.
Well, it is a wine, right? They said a grape wine beverage.
Yeah. Grape wine with natural flavors and certified color.
Yeah. Watermelon limeade wine is not something I would have expected I would be drinking this morning.
It's gluten-free for our friends who can't have the gluten.
Some guy just walked into the building behind you and did like a quadruple take on what was happening.
He's like, what are they?
There was a look, and then there was a second look, and then he pulled the door open, and then there was a third look.
And then on his way out, he was like, why wasn't I invited? Is the fourth look.
That's when you should have been like,
come here, let's talk about it.
I put a little sign over there so people would know.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, are you interested? Go and listen.
What if you put some ice cubes in this?
I was thinking some ice cubes.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking that what I should give you as a parting gift is I'll go out and get a bag of ice and bring it back. Pam said you don't have any ice.
So good. That's a great idea.
We always use all of our ice for our release parties. And then
we don't
think to get more until the next release party. And then we use it all again.
Yeah.
So
you need one of those super mini ice cube trays for your freezer.
Or the ice makers.
Yeah, it just sits on the desk.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I would mark like that.
A little ice maker
going
over on his fridge. So on the Vibe Twisted Sips website, they have these people hanging around a pool.
Yeah, great for pool parties.
And because it's not glass.
Yeah.
Here you are.
Again, you can take a sip, put the cover back on. It doesn't spill.
Pop it back in the cooler. Share it with somebody if you want to. I love it.
And you know what's good, too? Is you don't have to bring your Yeti and forget it somewhere, and then
you can just have
Stanley,
this.
Whatever it is. Yeah, you just have your Vibe box. And
Pam, do you speak from experience?
Mm. Oh, of course. You've never left your.
Have you lost a Yeti or two?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
And it's usually my favorite ones. Right?
You know, mine end up on the top of my car, and then they end up like this, where they don't stand up straight anymore.
I did that the other day. I put the stack of mail that I wanted to bring to the office to organize. saw my car.
Oops.
And my car was locked. So I had to go back in the house. And then I forgot it was there. So I drove off. And
oh, no.
All of a sudden, paper started flying. Good thing it was on my hood and not the top of my car.
Oh, and you would never even have known.
I never would have known.
Did you collect I left my them? Wallet on the top of my car once at a gas station.
I did the same. And then I got on the spur between Falmouth and I-95.
I found it. So I didn't find it. This is amazing. No. A guy found it. This is pre-cell phones, and he looked up my last name, and he found my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
And he called my grandfather, and he... Anyways, long story
That's
short,
amazing.
It is amazing. I got my driver's license back.
Honestly, I'm like, take all the cash, take all the things.
All the credit cards.
Give me my cards. Yeah,
don't make me go and replace those.
Yeah.
The driver's license is the worst one to replace.
Right. Yeah.
That's the only one I really care about.
Yeah. Mm. The credit cards are a little easy. You can shut them down and
This is relevant to vibe.
Of course. Well, we went on a vibe.
If you have too much vibe, you're going to forget your
wallet. Don't forget your wallet or your phone on the top of your car or your Yeti.
And get in on the passenger side.
Yeah. And this Vibe Twisted Sips website at vibetwistedsips.com, they have all kinds of flavors. Have we gone over the flavors
yet?
No,
we haven't. I had to step away. So many.
I think it was prior to you hitting record that we went over the flavors.
Gotcha.
I'm excited about cherry limeade and the blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry lemonade sounds really good.
Yeah. So
good.
Also, classic margarita is one of them.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm in for that.
Strawberry limeade.
Peach.
Yeah.
Cherry limeade. Yep. Ooh, mango.
Listen, all this sounds good.
I love how they show a bunch of 20-somethings enjoying this beverage.
Right. How old are we?
Well, when you drink enough of this, that is, in your mind, what you then look like.
Yeah.
Even if you're not.
I like how you said what you look like and not what you feel like.
The next morning, you definitely don't feel like 20-something. You're like, oh, I'm too old to do this.
I have a study here on how to tell if you're cool or not.
I want
to
do it.
Does anyone want to know if they're cool?
1,000%.
Maybe.
All right, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you this. Just because you're cool does not mean you're a good person, as most of us know.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. So they did a study, and there are 6 traits that define whether or not someone is cool.
So is that the disclaimer? Just because you're cool doesn't mean you're a good person?
That's true.
I know, but is that like really the disclaimer on that?
Well, they did put it at the end.
All right.
So maybe
interesting.
It's like a better this is a better version of like Myers-Briggs, you know, introvert extrovert, but it's just going to
sparkle.
As I found out firsthand yesterday, disclaimers go at the end.
2.5 minutes of disclaimer.
So, if you're cool, I think maybe we should raise our hands if we're any of these.
Okay, but people in the audience can't see us.
I understand, but I will inform them.
It's not a visual media.
Understood.
Okay.
We should do tasting tales on video.
Yeah.
I was thinking for our benefit.
Okay.
And I will explain to the listening audience what's happening in the studio.
All right.
Okay. Definitely agree with Pam on that we should record tasting tales on video.
Theater of the mind, Sarah. Okay. So anyway, how to tell if you're cool. Here's how you tell if you're cool. Are you extroverted? Sarah, are you kidding me?
100% of the time, no.
Nobody's extroverted 100% of the time.
I think if you are truly an extrovert, you just extrovert all the time.
Okay, so Pam and Rachel, yes.
I mean, naturally, yes.
This is the first thing that pops into your head.
Yes
or no?
Yes.
We're not qualifying them.
Okay.
Like on Tuesdays, do you mean on like Tuesdays? Because Tuesdays aren't really my day because I just got over Monday and Tuesdays
I
kind of crawl
into my
shell.
This is going to happen with every question.
Fine.
Thursday.
Except on the third Thursday when I don't have a podcast.
I've been working with her for 4 years. I know what's coming.
Okay, next question.
Yes.
So yes for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait,
so
but
that's,
are you, Mark?
No.
No.
He's forcibly
solid no.
Do you care to elaborate?
You an extrovert?
Yeah.
You hate everyone.
Fair enough.
I'm offended.
You can't be an extrovert if you hate everyone.
I don't hate everyone. Just most people.
Just most people.
Fair enough, he says. Okay, I'll give you that one.
You got me.
I got you. I know.
I love you. I'm weirdly going to drink all of this.
I'm like on my second glass.
There's no judgment here.
Yeah. We're no.
That's what happens during right. tasting
This is
tales.
Tasting yeah. tales.
No judgment. Once
no judgment.
At first, you're like, I'm not drinking all of it. And then you get then into it, you're like, I'm drinking all of it.
I'm drinking all of it, and it doesn't matter that it's when, 8:31.
When, when Chad was here, we almost called Rupert's for delivery.
So that's the bar.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. No, it's not. It's when Jesse comes in and he brings a full bottle of ready-to-drink margaritas.
And we crack
and
a second open.
Second
those
bottle.
Are good, those ready-to-drink margaritas. Like, we if that know. Had been a choice, I would have chosen.
Yeah. We now know what it is that Rachel needs when she comes in for interviews. Right. We know.
I'm keeping score on this, so we're going to decide who's the coolest.
Okay, all right.
Oh, he made a tally over there, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We all don't know which is the right answer.
No,
question.
We don't.
We just assume.
Well, that's the whole point.
I know.
You're just exactly.
Everybody has
to
answer honestly.
Am I that person?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Are you adventurous?
Oh, yes.
I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's a yes
you didn't
on that one?
Raise your hand. Okay.
I was drinking.
Yeah, she was boozing.
I was drinking.
You can't do two things at once.
I'm not right now.
I just had a brilliant
cop
idea.
Leaves.
I'm going to have Sarah edit today's episode.
No, I don't want to do it.
You said you had nothing to do.
I got to drive to Jonesboro, Maine.
I can show you how to do Adobe Audition. Oh, you edit God. Today's episode. You have a new skill, and I can take a vacation.
Mm. She does keep saying how she has nothing to do today.
Anybody been skydiving?
No.
What's but I would like
let's
to.
Do that. What's the
Rachel!
Most? What's the most adventurous thing you've ever done? Rachel.
That's up there. Skydiving is up there.
It's
yeah.
pretty rad, yeah. right? Yeah.
In New Zealand.
Ooh, that's nice. Pretty adventurous.
Yeah. Damn. Pam, what do you
got? I would have to say probably all of my road trips. Like, I've done a ton of road trips, like, by myself.
You're a solo driver, yeah.
Yeah, like,
with
across
Lydia.
Half the country, either with Lydia or my son.
Place you've been.
Well, my road trips are usually from point A to point B that are just a long ways away, so I don't usually stop in sketchy places. I try to find, like, well-lit, safe places.
She's weird like that.
She's not that cool. adventurous.
Funny story. Trevor's senior year in high school, I took him to New York City for Christmas because we didn't really have any like cool Christmas traditions after my mom moved to Florida full time. So I'm like, oh, his last Christmas at home kind of thing, senior year in high school, let's go to New York. That year, it was like 70, 75 degrees.
On Christmas?
Yeah. It was hot. He was wearing a tank top. We're all walking around in shorts and t-shirts.
Weird.
It was so weird. You know, we're in front of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree posing, trying to be like all Christmassy, but we're sweating. Super fun. But we stayed in an Airbnb in, it was an okay neighborhood, but you know, you walk anywhere in New York City and it's pretty sketchy. Mm-hmm. Trevor wanted to go play basketball at the local basketball hoop, and I was just like, okay.
Crazy.
He didn't care. I mean, he was just like, whatever. He'd talk to anybody. But yeah, I mean, that's probably the most adventurous. Is I've done numerous road trips.
Sarah, cool. You've never been skydiving?
No, I've never been skydiving.
You for a skydiving person.
I have an uncle who actually teaches skydiving, and he's offered many times, but I just have never.
Doesn't appeal.
I don't know. I just
you want to.
I'm not afraid to. I'm not scared of it. I just have never been like, I want to jump out of a plane.
So, what's the most adventurous thing that you've done?
I was homeless in Boston for a summer.
So, did you sleep in a car?
Nope. I slept outside. Oh. Some. I slept on couches some.
Is that when you worked at the Museum of Science?
Yeah. Yeah, I worked at both the Museum of Science and the Boston Public Library, the main branch of the Boston.
Did it stress you out, or were you just like, this is just my
totally
summer.
Fine. Yeah, totally fine. I had two jobs, and I just didn't have a place to live.
Well, I mean, Boston's a little tough.
Yeah. You know, when I ended up meeting a guy when I worked at the library, his name was Alex, and he followed the band Fish. And he was a school teacher, so he was off for the summer. And I met him at the library one day, and he was like, you just don't have a place to live? And I was like, nah, I just work here, and I live wherever. And he was like, well, I have to go. He was going to, like, Arizona or out west somewhere. And he was like, I have this turtle that needs somebody to take care of it. Do you want to live in my apartment?
Do turtles even need to be taken
care of? Yeah, no, it did. It totally did. He's like, I
just want to stop you right there and say, is this the most Sarah story ever?
He had this turtle named Lester, and he was leaving for like 2 months to follow the band Fish. And he was like, you can live in my apartment if you'll take care of my turtle. So I moved into this guy I'd never have met before. I moved into his apartment and I lived there for 2 months while he followed fish and I took care of his turtle, Lester.
That is
crazy. Yeah, that was a fantastic story.
That is.
Yeah. Yep.
Sarah in a nutshell.
So
I'm homeless. I hope someone needs me to take care of this.
I hope something falls into my lap that makes my life easier. And then it did. I basically worked 24 hours a day. I worked all day at the library, and then I went and worked overnight shifts at the as a security officer for the Museum of Science.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't need a place to live. We used to have races, though, once, because I was there when the museum was closed a lot. Like, my shift started.
Museum.
Yeah, night at museum. My shift started at 5, and it ended at 6 a.m., and so we would race the wheelchairs down the handicap ramp to see how fast we could go.
That sounds really fun.
So I mean, otherwise, you're sleeping.
Right. I would doze off, for sure.
All right, everybody, how to tell if you're cool.
Yeah.
Who here is open?
What do you mean open?
I mean open like you share a lot about yourself.
I'm
with
closed. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Sarah and Rachel are open. I definitely am not.
No.
Wow. Sarah, you could do this for me.
I know.
Nope, I bottle it all up, and then it festers.
Yeah.
Just let it bubble out.
And then you drink some Vibe, and it all comes out.
Bubble it on out.
Poor Kevin.
Poor Kevin.
Who here is autonomous? I think maybe we all are.
Sometimes I look back at the things I've done and been like, what? How did I ever?
I know.
How did I do
100%.
That? 100%. How did I put together an entire bed frame, bring a mattress upstairs, and put it out all by myself? I don't know.
How nobody cared what the most adventurous thing that I've done.
Oh my gosh. I just assumed it was skydiving.
No.
What is it? I truly just assumed it was skydiving.
I know. Rachel, do you care?
That big monitor. You're in a different...
I want to know.
We need to get you up to the microphone. Just bring it closer.
Well, you moved it away from me.
Wait, because you were hovering past it. And I'm like, well, I'll just move it away from you so it'll be in front of you. And then you move back.
Put it where you want it.
I thought it was a... No. Like a sly move. Like, we don't need her.
No.
No, it's because you were like this. You were talking like this.
She was talking to you.
And the microphone is on the side of you. So I'm like, I'll just move it in front of her and be polite about it.
I'll just be autonomous and be in charge of my own microphone.
There you go. Mark, please tell us
A lot of people think that just because they're near a microphone, their voice automatically amplifies, but it does not.
So can you please tell us?
I got an A-plus from you the last time we were together, Mark.
We want to hear what you have to say.
All the things.
Okay. All the things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the most adventurous thing I've done is I've gone 315 miles an hour in a jet.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. That is a good one.
315 what?
Miles per hour.
Can you imagine?
In a jet truck. It's a truck with a jet engine on it.
Where?
At the Brunswick Naval Air Station.
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
Right? Yeah. And I've been skydiving solo 17 times.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I just assumed that was the thing.
And I was...
Right?
Casual.
Have Larry come in here.
Casually. To put down your one-time skydiving. We all pretended that was cool. Mark's been desperate to put that down.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, we're four into it. Who here considers themselves to be hedonistic, which is a lifestyle or behavior characterized by the pursuit of pleasure and the avoidance of pain, often to an excessive degree?
No.
Nose across the board?
Yeah.
Rachel?
No.
Nope.
All right. I'm off the hedonic treadmill, baby.
Yeah. All right. And the final category to figure out if you're cool or not.
Mm. If that makes you cool, I don't want to be cool.
No, like that, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
It's just one out of six.
Yeah.
So don't overthink it.
Don't overthink
it. Yeah, I already gave my answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm good.
The final one. Mm. Are you powerful?
Heck yeah.
Sarah's powerful. Pam, are you powerful?
I'm unstoppable.
Yes, you are. Rachel, you're powerful.
Thanks for answering for me, Mark.
Well, aren't you?
He took away your power just then.
I guess so.
Would you consider yourself? Would you describe yourself as powerful?
I would not describe myself, but
I say
sure.
you're a force.
If you to be powerful, you 100% would step up to the plate. And
Yeah. I think you're a force.
Thanks, Pam.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mark?
I mean, I think that's kind of how I would look at it is we don't want to have those
but you can.
Times when you have to be powerful, but when you need to be...
I think that's a woman's perspective.
Yeah.
But I think that's a power.
Said like a solid, true woman.
I honestly, when you said powerful, I thought about like physical strength too. And I was like,
yeah.
You know what? There are no.
Look at these guns, baby.
There are no definitions here.
So powerful.
If that's what you thought. That's what you are.
Power of the mind is where I went.
Yeah, my mind's pretty tough too.
I didn't mean to answer for you, Rachel. I'm sorry. I just thought because of a woman in your position, you are a powerful woman. It takes power to get to where you are.
Yeah,
thanks.
And to do the things you've done.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Yeah. I have tallied up the results.
Yep.
The coolest people in this room are Sarah and Rachel.
Oh. We are so cool.
So cool.
We
got
five out of six.
Mark and I are going to have a pity party.
That's not true.
Oh.
Pam, you are solidly in second or third place. And I am the least cool person in this room. I got 3 out of 6. Pam, you got 4 out of 6, and I got 3 out of 6.
Wow. I have always considered you guys to be extremely cool. So I don't know what this
I don't
test
blame
is all
you.
About. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that maybe comparatively to all the other people you know?
I know a lot of people.
I will reiterate that just because you're cool does not mean you're a good person.
Oh.
That's the disclaimer.
Wow.
Mark's the bestest of people in this room, I guess.
How do we feel about that?
And the most adventurous, obviously, by far.
Thanks to our sponsor, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, for providing us with this delicious nectar of the gods, also known as Vibe Twisted Sips. Rachel and I had the fruit punch. And
we had
Sarah
watermelon
and
limeade.
Had the watermelon limeade.
It was delicious.
And what do we got? 4 thumbs up?
4 thumbs up.
For the vibe.
Put it in your
4 cooler.
Thumbs
up.
Take it with you where you go.
Get
Bring a straw.
Fourth.
Bring a straw.
Bring a straw.
Bring a straw. Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have been.